This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. More than 40% of Americans who have a combined total of almost $200 billion in federal student loan payments are not making those payments or are falling behind. If the U.S. were able to collect taxes from all of the money discovered as hidden offshore through the Panama Papers revelations, the Treasury Department would collect $124 billion a year in additional taxes, $36 billion from individuals and $88 billion from corporations, almost enough to eliminate a quarter of the national debt. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band canceled a North Carolina concert in reaction to the passage of laws attacking the LGBT community. The gap in lifespans widened between the rich and poor between 2001 and 2014. The top 1% of men in income live 15 years longer than the poorest 1%. The gap for women is 10 years. The longest lives for poor men are in New York City, San Jose, Santa Barbara, Santa Rosa, and Los Angeles, and the shortest are in Gary, Indianapolis, Detroit, Louisville, and Tulsa, among the top 100 cities in the U.S. In Jakarta, the governor suspended the 3-in-1 carpool policy because of exploitation of children being paid to ride, exacerbating terrible traffic even more so. Investigation in Pakistan of the internet-based degree mill, AXACT, found the fraud even larger than expected. AXACT took money from 215,000 people, one-third in the U.S., earning the outfit $89 million in its last year before it was caught. The announced $5.1 billion settlement with Goldman Sachs for wrongdoing and financial crisis is actually more than $1 billion less once the fine print is read and other tax incentives are calculated, not counting how much of the settlement they will deduct from their own taxes. In response to the Panama Papers tax dodging scandal, David Cameron became the first Prime Minister of the United Kingdom to ever release the essentials of his tax returns, as did the head of the Labor Party and others. Controversial Texas Attorney General, indicted last year on state securities fraud, was sued by the SEC for criminal charges as well. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.